their shot making.
Lob inside to Kyle Brogan. Brogan, fade away. No good. Rebound to Dom Cothers. Cothers going the other way. Open to Cooper Schroer. Schroer left baseline. Lob inside. Stolen away by Kyle Brogan. A.J. Rubio now in the front court. Rubio, left elbow. Up top, Brogan. Brogan, contested three. Short. Rebound to Schroer. Schroer looking to push. 3-2 break for Chase County. Up the court we go to Eidman. Eidman off the window. Good. Aiden Eidman with 11. Largest lead of the evening for Chase County. It's 46-34.
It has been a balanced attack from Chase County this second half.
Nick Price hands it off to Rubio. Get a ball screen from Brogan to the right block off the glass and good for A.J. Rubio. He'd been quiet since the first quarter. He's now got six. Backcourt pressure applied, stolen away by Rubio and Tenbrink. Rubio underneath, off the window. Good, give him a chance for one more as Cothers flies through there trying to stop the play. But Rubio with an excellent play.
And that play was all Ricky Rubio. It was all.
Going to have a timeout taken by Chase County. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll step aside with them. 46-38, Chase County leads Mission Valley here in the fourth quarter. 5:17 remaining.
Coverage of the Foothill Shootout is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. And by First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally. Get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC. Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Bill's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Michael Dickner alongside Kid Hansen. Welcome you back to White Auditorium. 5:17 left to go in the fourth quarter. Chase County on top, 46-38. 8-point advantage for the Bulldogs. A.J. Rubio looking to complete the traditional three-point play. In the air, and it's no good. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Remind you guys that those timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. Pax Vogel on top. 5 minutes remaining here. Chase County looking to capture a third-place finish. As Ken mentioned earlier, it's been a long time since Chase County's been in the top four here in the shootout. Lob inside to Eidman. Pass too strong. It'll be a turnover back to Mission Valley. Vogel upset, and he slaps the floor. And they're going to give him a technical for slapping the floor.
Yeah. And I think he wasn't upset at this.
He better be careful before he gets another one.
Yeah.
He is very frustrated. So that'll be his third. And at the line for the technical shots, Kyle Brogan. Good on the first one. Could be a huge swing of momentum to Mission Valley after that technical foul.
And I don't think he was upset with the officiating.
No.
It's just he was upset with his pass.
Correct. And that will be another foul shot good by Kyle Brogan. So we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Heiston. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. Ken, you know, Chase County got out to a lead of 12 before this 6-0 run by Mission Valley. Obviously, neither team able to really take hold of this ball game, as it's still anyone's ball game here in the closing moments.
No, and it's kind of been A.J. Rubio. I called him Ricky Rubio a few times, but it's A.J. Rubio. Most people are probably going, who's Ricky Rubio? But
no, I knew you, man. The game reminded me of it, too, so it's all good.
Yeah, so A.J. got the basket and then got the steal and got the basket again, and that really has spurred Mission Valley in this comeback.
Tim Brink gets it from Dieters on the inbound. Back to Dieters. Rubio asking for it at the power E. Trailing things 46-40. 4:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tenbrink gets it off a give and go. Three on the way. Good. Yet another Van Gundy Farm three by Hunter Tenbrink, his second of the ball game. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Backcourt pressure applied now by Mission Valley has made it a one-possession ball game. Tag row left side, Collars. Get a ball screen from Pax Vogel. Collars at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble at the power E. Now to Grow. Lob inside to Vogel. Back out, Eidman. Left corner, Collars. Dom at the elbow. Kicked back out to Vogel. Thought about a three. Get a ball fake. Drive along the baseline, picking up his dribble. Spin move, lob inside to Monahan on the right block. Fadeaway jumper is short. Rebound to Nick Price. Mission Valley could make this a tie ball game this possession. They've been hot from beyond the arc in the second half. Dieters hands it off to Tenbrink. Tenbrink hands it off to Rubio. Rubio spin move. It'll be fouled by Pax Vogel, so that'll be Vogel's fourth. Team sixth. Schroer, White, Griffin of the ball game. They'll sub out Vogel and Dom Collars.
And this is where that technical foul on him comes into play, because it is now four fouls instead of three.
All four of those fouls coming in the second half. Mission Valley really attacking Pax Vogel. They must have listened to you, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Got to attack the big men. You cannot be afraid of it.
A.J. Rubio at the point, at the elbow, kicks it out to Dieters, thought about a three, now he'll fire it up, looking for the tie, it is tied. Another Van Gundy Farm three for Porter Dieters. 46 all, 12-0 run by Mission Valley. Grove puts it on the floor, stolen away by Rubio. Huge swing here for Mission Valley, looking for the lead where they trailed by as many as 12 this quarter. Rubio now with it. The top of the key, man-to-man defense by Chase County. 3 minutes remaining. Dieters driving baseline, picks up his dribble. Trying to find some help. He goes up top to Rubio. Rubio resets the offense. Rubio defended by Tagro. Hands it off to Price. Price will hand it off to Dieters at the power E. Dieters driving with his left, spin move into the lane, puts it up. Short, actually gets it to fall through. And Porter Dieters gives Mission Valley the lead. 48-46, Mission Valley on top. 2.5 remaining. Wyatt Griffin, left side to Schroer. Schroer, opposite side to Monahan. Monahan looking for the tie. Monahan, 8 points off the bench now. We're all knotted at 48 all.
And both teams now just trading punches.
Rubio now with it. Spin move, kick out. Reset it to Porter Dieters. 2 minutes remaining here from White Auditorium in the boys' third place game here in the Flint Hill Shootout. All games this afternoon and morning have been close. Porter Dieters puts it up, gets it to fall through. An acrobatic shot falling away from the bucket. And Mission Valley is the first of 50. They lead things by two. Dagro looking for the lead. Left wing three. Short rebound to Nick Price. Good look there by Groh. He was wide open but unable to get it to fall through.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of got the green light from Coach Whitty to take the three.
Mission Valley has not led by more than one possession as Porter Dieters gets it knocked out of bounds by Colin Monahan. Pax Vogel, Dom Collars back in the ballgame. They'll sub out Monahan and Wyatt Griffin. 1:25 to play. A.J. Rubio will inbound at midcourt right in front of us at the scorer's table. Rubio goes over to the backcourt to Tenbrink. He'll ask for Rubio to come back, pick up his dribble, and go to Rubio. Rubio trying to cross timeline. He does. 1:15 to go. Rubio goes between his legs, attacks the bucket, finding Brogan. Now kicked out. Dieters. Now he'll look to drive. Dribbles to the corner. Now back out to the wing. 60 seconds remaining. Dieters will be trapped along the far sideline. Falls to the floor. Stolen away by Cooper Schroer. Up the court we go to Tag Grow. Grow with the breakaway layup. Off the window. Good. 50 all. Tie ball game with 45 seconds remaining. Tenbrink over the right side of Dieters. Chase County with 16 fouls. Next foul will put Mission Valley in the bonus. We're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Heiston. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Actually, it needs to be a full timeout.
Yeah.
But we will step aside for 30 seconds and catch one final breath here in the closing moments of this third-place game. 50-all, who will step aside as the third-place victor here in the shootout third-place game?
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm, ranch, and land auctions in the Flint Hills region. By Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. It's great to be a Chase County Bulldog. And by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all of your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, 50-50. Chase County and Mission Valley knotted up. Mission Valley trailed by 12 points this quarter before storming back. Remind you guys that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Your afternoon stop for hot, fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. Ken, what are you doing here with 33 seconds left to go? Are you going to be holding for one final shot, or are you just going to attack the bucket and try and keep your team in rhythm?
One final shot, and I give the ball to Rubio out front to try to create.
Dieters to inbound far sideline. He'll go to the hands of Rubio in the backcourt. Rubio in the front court now, guarded by Tag Rowe. Hand it off to Porter Dieters. 24 seconds now. Dieters taking his time to hand it off to Rubio. 15 seconds remain. Now look to drive. Left wing. Back out. It's going to be one final shot. Rubio versus Groh. Rubio gets a step to the corner to Dieters. Dieters will be fouled on the shot attempt. Schroer coming in late. It was well long for Porter Dieters, and at with 5 seconds remaining, wow, he'll step to the line to put Mission Valley on top. Dieters at the line. He's got 7, make it 8 in the quarter. Going to have a timeout taken by Coach Heiston. It's a full timeout, but we'll stay right here with you. Mission Valley on top, 51-50. Dieters now with 12 points in the contest. 8 coming this quarter alone.
Well, one of the things, Michael, I think, number one, if you're Coach Witte, I think you're probably going to call a timeout whether they score, whether they make the basket, or you get the rebound, just to set something up. So I think if you're Coach Witte, your main thing is you're saying block out. You get the rebound. Now, he may have something in mind if they do get the rebound to make it a quick play.
Well, what Coach Heiston might be saying in his timeout is we only got 3 team fouls.
Yeah.
So we can really milk this clock out here in the closing moments, regardless if the shot is made or not.
Yeah, kind of like Bill Self tried to get his team to do last week, and then he goes, you teach them to not to foul. And then you want them to foul, and they can't foul.
And that's kind of what happened in the first matchup with Chase County Osage City. It was a two-point game. They were at the line. Obviously, if a make, they were going to foul, and then they missed, and they still fouled, and Lane and Boss tied it up and it ended up being a last-second play. But a second free throw missed. It's on the floor, still loose, into the hands of Eidman. We're going to have a travel to Chase County, and it'll go back to Mission Valley on a turnover. I don't know if anybody had possession of that ball.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but I think actually it wouldn't have mattered much.
Dieters with it, trying to get it in. Getting close to 5. Oh, it'll be a 5-second violation. Oh, before the 5-second is called, Jordan Heiston keeping his timeouts at his disposal, mm-hmm, and he'll maintain possession. Woo-wee.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if they didn't call that traveling, I don't think anybody was going to get the hold of the ball for the next 2 seconds.
Uh-uh. So we'll try it again here with 2.5 seconds remaining. McDonald's on 6th Avenue, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also remind you guys, our video coverage all week long by Teal Plumbing and Heating and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. Man, the silent partner of our broadcast tonight. Ken Kendall Douglas.
Yay.
Really doing a good job behind the camera. Seasoned veteran.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to get a little crowded here in front of the press table as they're going to be trying to inbound it from in there. But if you're Chase County, do you foul them maybe even before the ball gets inbound?
You're going to try to. You got to do everything you can to keep as much time on the clock.
Yeah.
So Dieters to inbound left of the scorer's table. Tanner Smith anxious for this game to stay on schedule. Going to be a lob underneath the Brogan. Brogan over to Rubio. That's going to be it. Time runs out. Mission Valley comes back and defeats Chase County 51-50 to capture third place. An excellent comeback by Mission Valley, trailing by as many as 12 points in this fourth quarter before going on a huge run to win it. But our final, 51-50, Mission Valley victorious, going back to 500, 6-6 on their season. Chase County now going to 10-3. We'll step aside, tally our stats, and come back with our completed stats and some more analysis as we await championship girls game right here on 1400 AM KVOE.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shoot.